Tomorrow begins the end. And the start of possibly a new beginning. I'll be leading the troops out. This will be our final stand against the Titans. As commander, I hope I make the people proud. I can't believe it. I can't believe how fast things have transpired. How far we've come. And to think that it could all end. Not right now. I'm busy. I thought I locked the door. If it was open, why didn't you just open the door? You know you didn't have to knock. I'd always let you come in. Have a seat. Yes. Tomorrow's the big day, the grand finale. If I were to be honest, I'm not looking forward to it. But then part of me just wants to get it over with. To just have it happen already. You know? Because after everything that we've been through, after all the countless soldiers' lives that were lost at the dispense of us trying to chase after this future, I just hope that we have a little left for one more big push. And if I were to be honest, I think that we do. You have been one of our strongest soldiers. All I hear about you are good things from Captain Levi. From the top to the bottom, you've been a leader. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. You're doing well. And as we lead into our last battle, I hope it won't be our last time together. I don't know. There's something about you. It brings a smile to my face. Reminds me that there's more. There's more out there than just fighting Titans and surviving. There's a life. There is a future beyond these walls. And I want to be able to see that future. I want to see it bold and clear. Now clearly, obviously, maybe I won't be able to. Whatever the case may be. If I could die knowing that, that future is a bit closer, I'd call that a successful life, now wouldn't you? I remember when I met Captain Levi. He was so ruthless and reckless. But he was smart. He had balls made of steel. That short man still has balls made of steel. Probably little tiny ones, seeing as how small and short he is. Be sure to tell him I caught him short, too. No, Roy. It's an ongoing gag me and him have. You know what's funny? In all the time that I've known you, I've never seen you get mad. Not once. You're always so calm and composed. How do you do it? How do you stay so calm? How do you stay so composed? How do you stay so mellow, so chill? Even in the brave of battle. Even after you've lost someone you love and care about. You've kept that same demeanor. That same attitude, that same approach. That's not easy. That takes a lot. I commend you for it. You've lost just as much as anyone else here has. We've all lost someone. Someone special, someone important. There are people we would gladly give our lives to save. Unfortunately, they were chosen. They served their time. They did what they could with what they had. And I'm proud of every soldier. Every member of the scouts. Every cadet. Before you waltz in here, I was sitting here thinking about the future. Thinking about what could happen. What could become of the Survey Corps, the regiment. I just thought about everything that we've gone through. All the battles, all the wars, everything that we endured, we fought. We fought, we gave everything that we had. Zeke can go to hell. The Beast Titan can go rot in hell. Everything that we built, the lives that were trampled upon, we did this. It is because of their sacrifices that we stand here today. That we even have a chance of a tomorrow. Because of them. And I led them out into hell. I led troops into hell to their deaths. That is something I take with me every day. That is something I'll have to take with me to the grave. And I know it's selfish to think like this, but I haven't told Levi. I haven't told Hanji. And I'm only telling you this because I trust you. I wouldn't mind dying tomorrow. If it meant someone's future could be saved. If my life is used as a beacon of hope, so be it. That's the way it was always going to be in the first place. I have already set my mind that I will die tomorrow. I know it's going to happen. The crazy thing is, I'm ready for it to happen. I want it to happen. Isn't that weird? Isn't that terribly weird? Oh well. That's me, right? This is your commander here. I haven't changed one bit, not since day one. It feels nice being able to have this moment. It really, really does. Thank you for meeting me. Thank you for joining the Scouts. Even when you didn't have to. You were abandoned by your family, and you were left here. You could have refused, but you didn't. You could have betrayed us, but you didn't. There's so much you could have done, but you didn't. You were loyal. Loyal to the bitter end. Loyal when others weren't. Persistent when others wanted to give up. Dedicated to your craft. Dedicated to your comrades. You were there for people when people weren't there for you. And I just want you to know that I appreciate that. That attitude. That mindset. That energy. Keep it up. Don't you ever stop being who you are, you hear me? Come hell or high water, don't you ever stop being you. The world's gonna need you. The new world is going to need someone like you. I know it. I know it. I've had visions of this before. We need strong-minded people like you in this world. Trust me. Trust me, there's not enough. Not enough people can settle with this. Since the day I met you, you've always been one of my favorite cadets. And in my opinion, you have talent that can surpass even your peers. You have a knack for knowing what to do and when to do it and how to do it right. Decision making. Making the right call. That's vital. If you don't mind, I'd like to hug you if that is all right with you. This world is cruel. And having my arms wrapped around you gives me the realization that this world is... This world is beautiful too. It's cruel. It's an ugly yet beautiful world. And we get to say that we live here. We get to say that we lived here. This world doesn't give second chances. It oftentimes doesn't even give you one chance. But if somehow, some way, I come out alive tomorrow, I'd love to have a chance of starting something new with you. If you take me, I'd love to see what we could do together. How strong we'd be. I know a commander should not be with his subordinate. But I can't resist you. I can't resist the urge. You're so beautiful. And your hair is so luxurious. How long have we known each other? A little over a year, maybe, perhaps, right? I've only said this to a few people in my life. I love you. I think about you every day. Some of why I come back alive is because I want to come back to you. To see your gorgeous eyes again. Don't cry. Don't cry. It's okay. It's okay. If I'm gone tomorrow, you'll see me again. I believe that. I can't be gone. I'll be immortalized. But I hope, somehow, some way out, I'll be in your heart. Keep me there, where no one can touch it, and no one can reach it, and no one can break it, and no one can take you away from me, or me away from you. I had a friend. That friend told me, if you love something, you love it enough to let it go. To let it go out into the world. To experience. To learn. To grow. If you love something enough, you'd move forward. You'd move on with your life. And you keep the memories still there. Why do you think humans can recall such things like memories? It's for days like tomorrow, where remembering is all you have left. Where feeling is all you have left. I'm so happy. I don't know why, but I'm so happy. Is this it? Is this what it feels like to be content? To accept your fate. This might be selfish of me, but just for tonight, could I feel you? Could I feel your lips against mine? Mm-hmm. I love you. I love you. Pretty little angel. Oh, the things that I do to you right now. I'd love to ram inside of you. Wouldn't you like to have my essence inside of you? If you keep this up, I might have to lay you down. Because lifting you up like this is easy for me to do. That's nothing to me. I can lift you up like this and hold you and still kiss you. That's right. Kiss me like I'll be gone tomorrow. Embrace this moment as if this will be her last. I'm sorry if I was too aggressive in drawing you on the bed. I just can't take it anymore. I want to embrace you. I want to leave a lasting mark on you. A way for everyone to know who you belong to. Let me leave it on the side of your neck. Do you love the hickeys that I'm leaving on you? I call this my love bite. That's it. Moan for me. Moan my name even louder. Let's wake up the cadets, shall we? Let's make everyone jealous of all the fun that we're having right now. Say it louder. I love the sounds that you're making. You're trying to get me riled up, aren't you? I can say right now, I haven't the slightest of any regrets. Let me make my way down your body. May I? Thank you, my lady. Down your neck. How do you like it when your commander leaves his mark on you? I bet it makes you feel good, doesn't it? Let's feel you down there. Ah, someone's already aroused. Look at you. I guess you're not so innocent after all. Would you let me? Would you let me take you? I want to take you. I'm going in. When I do, I want to hear you scream my name. Yes. Oh, fill me inside of you. Yes. Oh. Scream for your commander. Scream for your commander. How does it feel to have a strong man pounding against you, huh? You've probably never felt something like this before, have you? Well, now you are. Now you are. Let me feel your lips against me again. Let me spank that pretty ass of yours. You make me act so bad. I love you. I love you. Say it louder for me. Say how much you love me louder. Yes. 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 Say it. Say it. Say it. Say it. I'm getting ready to eject inside of you. I'm you for letting me fill you up. Thank you for letting me love you. Thank you for letting me meet you.